Chase is introducing a new plan to help bars and restaurants that are impacted by natural disasters like the L.A. wildfires. Arvelis, tell us how this is going to work.
Sure, and thank you for having us. Running a restaurant can be really difficult in the best of times, but natural disasters can be an overwhelming challenge, you know, to a small business. Think about the effects of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina or the fires that tore through Southern California. So in partnership with the Independent Restaurant Coalition, Chase is poised to help restaurants and bars ravaged by natural disasters. They wanted to get closer to the industry and support it. And the Independent Restaurant Coalition and Chase sort of like came to an understanding where they are being able to sort of put some money together into restaurateurs.
So it's a fund that they can draw on in times of need.
I'm sorry?
It's a fund that they can draw on?
So basically, it's a $4 million fund, right? And it will be coming out as in form of grants to businesses nationwide. So the Chase Disaster Relief, for example, is expected to provide $3 million in funding. And that's for businesses that can immediately address, they need this money to immediately address needs to same business. And then there is an additional fund for $1 million that would grant $25,000 to 40 independent restaurants across the U.S.
So are these for restaurants, businesses that have, I don't know, let's just say burned down, or are they ones that are okay, but they're in like, I don't know, the evacuation zone, or they're trying to stay open for first responders or people who are trickling back into the area?
Yeah, totally. I mean, the fund in itself, it's for this sort of like establishments to sort of get them back in on their feet, even to pay their staff. Maybe there's an invoice that's like hanging and they need this money so they can continue to operate. So they can they have to meet some criteria established by Chase and the IRC to get that money in their hands.
And are these grants? So they don't have to be paid back, or they do?
No, so these grants do not have to be paid back, and each business that applies meet these different criteria. Depending on the fund they apply to, and they can apply to both.
I know the government has programs like this, and it is really interesting that a lot of business owners don't always know what opportunities are available to them in these desperate times.
No, you're right. And, you know, applying for emergency funds, too, from right now from the federal government has long been an arduous process. Like you're saying, a lot of people do know, a lot of people don't know. And there's a hanging situation of, like, what's happening now with that sort of, like, help that can come our way. So this is, like, a very much you applied and you get this money, hopefully, by the end of the year. At least with businesses, and one of the most important criteria, too, it's, like, it has to be an establishment that, for example, the disaster relief fund that was affected in the last year to cover those, you know, the North Carolina, California sort of like events.
Arvelis, thanks so much for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Arvelis Bonilla-Ramos. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology. That weekdays, that comes at you at 8 a.m.